Yud Ches Nissen, Beis de Chalamoid, 29th of March, Rabbi Yechiel Emanuel, when is Tichyes HaMeisim going to be?
Good morning. The 13th of the Animamins that we say every day is the Animamin that we are Mamin in Tichyes HaMeisim. We know when it's that there's going to be a Tichyes HaMeisim, and we're Mamin that it's going to happen, and Beis Hashem will be either present there, and we'll be there to see what's going to be. So part of what we need to know is, our emunah is based on the fact that there is going to be a Tichyes HaMeisim. We need to know when it's going to happen. So I'd like to discuss a ha'ara in the Shita of the Ritva, which will come out in Afkamina into perhaps how many times there's going to be Tichyes HaMeisim and when it's going to happen. The Gemara Nida of Samach Aleph from a base brings a halacha like this. A person who has a beggar, then inside of it got lost a chut of kilayim. That means he had a chut of pishon, got lost inside his beggar of temer, he can't find it, so obviously he cannot wear that. But secondly, he says the halacha is, one cannot sell it to a goy, because Rashi explains we're worried that perhaps that goy will go and sell it on to a yid. Secondly, you can't make it as a saddle for his donkey. Abel says the Braisa, a person can use it to make shrouds, to make tachrichim for a mace. That means that even though it's got kilayim inside it, one's allowed to use it for tachrichim. Omar Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef says, from this Braisa we see that this shita holds mitzvahs betelus l'osilove, that it's going to be l'osilove, meaning b'shas tchias ha-meisim, the mitzvahs are going to be bottled. Thosis explains, even though that when the person is going to be omer b'shas tchias ha-meisim, like the Gemara in Ksubos Daf Kuf Yudalef from Aveis says that meisim shasir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehachrius b'vushein hein omdim, and therefore they're going to get up in the tachrichim that they were buried in. Nevertheless, says Tosfos, from the fact that we see over here that you're allowed to bury someone in tachrichim which has in it shatnas, it must be shemamino shemitzus b'telos le'osid lovei. It must be that mitzvahs are going to be bottled le'osid lovei. Because otherwise you have a problem that you're being machshil these mesim, that when they're going to be omid, as the Gemara in Ksubos says, they're going to be omid in their tachrichim, and therefore they're going to have in it shadnes. You'll be machshil them in those first few seconds with the issa kilayim. So Zog Rav Yosef, from the fact that we're allowed to make tachrichim from kilayim, is the raya that mitzvahs v'telos le'osid lovi. Omar le'abaye, says Talmud Abaye, said to him, Yitemer Abdimi, v'ha'omar Rav Mani, Omar Rav Yanai, didn't we hear from Rav Yanai that le'shonu elo le'softe abalakovre osid? So when did we say there's a heter to be kover someone in kilayim, tachrim or kilayim? There's only the soft day of the kovrei taka also. Why? Because the kovrei would be machshel them lost in love, and therefore we hold the mitzvahs are not potatoes lost in love. Rabbi Yosef replied, Omalei, lavit ma'alo, omar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu le kovrei. Rabbi Yochanan, letamei, the omar Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsiv, bameisim chavshi. What is the possible to heal me when it says bameisim chavshi? Kimin shemeis adam nase chavshi min ha-mitzvahs. So Rabbi Yosef, he understood from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan learns from the pasuk in Tehillim, "Bameisim choshi." The kibun shemeis adam natechoshi min hamitzvus. That means that le'osid lovei, a person la'achat tchias hameisim, will not have a chiyuv mitzvus. Why? Rabbi Yosef understands that to mean because le'osid lovei mitzvus are betelos, and since mitzvus are betelos, therefore this person will no longer have a chiyuv to be mekayim any mitzvus, not to be mekayim mitzvus, not the problem of being oidon and loisase either, and therefore one's allowed to bury someone in tachrichim of kilayim according to Rabbi Yosef, in order to, because the mitzvus are betelos. It comes out of machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Abaye, and between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. You have Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan, who hold on the one hand the mitzvahs v'telos le'osid lovei, nafkamina being therefore you can be kovei someone in kilayim. And you have Rabbi Yanai and Abaye, or Abaye and Rabbi Yanai, who hold that no, mitzvahs are not v'telos le'osid lovei, and therefore one can only be, must be the person in tachrichim of kilayim, but one cannot be kovei a person in tachrichim of kilayim. It's a machlokes whether mitzvahs are v'telos le'osid lovei. There's a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph on a base which says like this. But Av Shloim Ha'omer B'chochmasi, Shloim Ha'melech says in Koheles, Zechores Bo'erecho B'yimei Bachur Yisecho Ad Asher Lo Yavoyu Yimei Haro. Eilu, what are those Yimei Haro? Eilu Yimei Azikna. V'higyu Shonim Asher Toimar Eini Bohem Chepetz. There'll come years where a person will say Eini Bohem Chepetz. Zog the Gemara, what does Shloim Ha'melech mean? Eilu Yimei HaMashiach She'im Bohem Lo Yizchus V'lo Yichoyva. It's referring to the Yemei Samashiach, where there's not going to be no zchus and no chayva. Yom Hashem ben Chayfetz, there's not going to be mitzvahs, no zchus and no chayva. So the Gemara will pliga b'Shmuel. This memra is chayyuk on Shmuel. The Omer Shmuel ain ben olam hazeh liyomayis hamashiach elo shibud malchus bilvad. There's no enough community between olam hazeh and yomayis hamashiach except for shibud malchus. Shneema, as the pasuk says in the Torah, ki lo yechdal evyon mikarev haaretz. And that means that kilo yechdal means that that's Torah's emes later on void, that will be the case, kilo yechdal evyon mikarev haaretz. And therefore he says that that's going to be even l'acha yomayis hamashiach, in which case there's no enough community between now and yomayis hamashiach except for shibud malchus. Now there is shibud malchus, then there will not be. Mashainkin, the Tanakama, who's choylik there, who Shmuel is choylik on, seems to be holding the note that there's going to be Yom Hashem Ba'am Chayfetz, that means there'll be no schus for the chayvah, no mitzvahs at all. It seems to mirror the Gemara in Nida. Like we had over there, Rabbi Yochanan, who held the mitzvahs betelis l'asilovay, Rabbi Yosef said there's no mitzvahs l'asilovay. So to over here, the Tanakama of Shmuel says it's taka Yom Hashem Ba'am Chayfetz, there's not going to be no schus for the chayvah. Mitzad Sheni, you've got the Gemara there, Rabbi Yosef, and you had Abaye and Rabbi Yanai, who held that mitzvahs are not betelis l'asilovay. That's going like Shmuel, that mitzvahs are not betelis l'asilovay. The only thing that's going to be batel is shibud malchus. So it seems to be that these two Gemaras mirror each other. And Azoi held Tosfos in Bava Basra, I think Staffa in Dalad, and the Rashba in Bracha Staff Yud Ches. He also holds that that's Taka, the Machlokes, Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Nida, twinned machloikesen, where you have mitzad echad amiroim will hold mitzvahs betelis le'asilove, there's taki not going to be lo yischus v'lechoba. Mitzad sheni, you have Shmuel who holds no, there's going to be mitzvahs le'asilove, and therefore nafkmino will be Shmuel will hold Arab Yanai that it's also to be kova someone in tachrichim because you're being machshel them in the issa of kilayim le'asilove. There's a few kashas on this. Number one, you've got the Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was masakin the yom hanef is kulo asa. That means that Tezai Nisan was not allowed to eat Chodosh for the entire day, even though when the korban was brought to Mishaheh Pnei HaMizrach, it was already mutter to eat Chodosh. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said with Mesachim that you're not allowed to eat Chodosh for the entire day of Yom HaNef. Why? Because what will be if this year we would have been allowed to eat Chodosh from Pnei HaMizrach? The next year when the korban is brought, and people will say, ishtakad, last year we were able to eat it from before the carbon. This year we also can, and it's not mutter until the carbon is brought. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, we make the whole day as asa, in order that people shouldn't be nichshal, le'osilovo, le'achabiyah masal mashiach, when we'll have a Beis HaMikdash, and there will be the issa of eating chadosh. So therefore we already now preempt that by making an issa for the entire day of Yom HaNef. This is very shvel, Mishittis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yosef, who held, and the Tanakam of Shmuel who held, that mitzvahs betela is la'asilovay, that means that after Bias HaMashiach, there are not going to be lo'ischus v'lo'ichoyba, there's not going to be any mitzvahs. What do they do with the Mishnah? And often the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was masakin, Yom HaNef Kulo Asa. Why? Because Mashiach shall come, and then will be noig the mitzvah, the Issa of Chodosh. That's one kasha. There's an interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis. Rabbi Yosi Agri Yoyme, Meisim Shehechiyo Yechezkel Olu Leretz Yisrael, the Meisim which Yechezkel Hanavi was Mechaye, which we're going to, Be'ez Hashem, that's going to be the Haftarah that we're going to read tomorrow, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, the Haftarah of Meisim Shechiyah Yechezkel. Yechezkel HaNavi was given a nevuah by the Reben Shalom to go to a particular bikah where there were a collection of the dry bones of the Meisim, which we're going to see here who they were. And he was told to say a nevuah that they should collect themselves together, and on top of them they should be, the sinews should come, and the veins should come, and the flesh should come, etc., etc., and then the ruach should go inside of them, and they should come back to life. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, Meisim Shechiyah Yechezkel, those Meisim which Yechezkel HaNavi was Mechayah, Olu l'Eretz Yisrael, they went from where they were in that valley in Chutz L'Eretz to Eretz Yisrael. V'nosu Noshim, and they got married. V'hilidu Bonim, and they had children of Bonois. Omad Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira al-Raglov. When Rabbi Yosef Lili said this, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira stood on his feet in the Beis HaMedrash, v'omad, and he said, Ani mibnei b'neim, I'm an enikel of the Meisim Shechiyah Yechezkel. And he held up a pair of tefillin, and he said, V'halolu tefillin sheheniach li avi abba mehem. And these are a pair of tefillin which my Zayda left me from them. We see over here, these were people who had a Tchiyas HaMeisim. They had a Tchiyas HaMeisim, and after their Tchiyas HaMeisim, they had a Chiyuv to keep mitzvahs. So in the same way that they had a Chiyuv to keep mitzvahs after their Tchiyas HaMeisim, L'chor, we could ask, as we have for a fact that it's void, neither, You could ask that the same way that they had after their Tchiyah Samisim still a chiyuv to keep mitzvahs. So who said, so how are you going to say if mitzvahs were tenus ve'asid lovay? And Rabbi Yochanan says, because ba'meisim chavshi kimin shemeis nasa adam chavshi min ha-mitzvahs, what's he going to do with this Gemara in Sanhedrin where we see that the meisim of Yechezkel was still chayiv to keep mitzvahs? We'll come back to that, to answer that Be'ez Hashem in the end as well. These are kashas on Rabbi Yochanan. As long as we say on Rabbi Yochanan and the Tanakhama of Shmuel, as long as we say that they hold that mitzvahs are not betelus le'asid lovay, sorry, mitzvahs are betelus le'asid lovay, and that's why you're allowed to bury a mace in tachrichim with it, which has shatnas in it. What are they going to do with these gemaras that say that mitzvahs are noyeg le'asid lovay? The Ritva has a different mahalach to the Rashba and Tosfos that we said. That means the Rashba and Tosfos we said say that you have a machloek, and Shmuel holds like the Mandama who holds that mitzvahs are not betelus le'asid lovay, and Rabbi Yochanan in Nida holds that mitzvahs betelus le'asid lovay. The Ritval says like this, that really, the Gemara in Shabbos, which we said, there's a machlokes about Yomim HaShe'im Bayim Chayfetz, whether le'asid lovay there's going to be just no Shibud Malchias, or there's going to be no mitzvahs at all. Both of those Mandamarim hold. That means even Shmuel, who said, Ein ben Olam Azel Yomos HaMashiach, El Shibud Malchias Bilvad, even Shmuel holds that mitzvahs, the telos, le'asid lovay, there are not going to be any mitzvahs le'asid lovay. I, Frek the Ritva, you'll ask, so what does Shmuel mean? That it's that there's no difference between Olam Hazeh and Yemos HaMashiach, Elo Shibud Malchias Bilvad. If he says mitzvahs, telos, le'asid lovay, then there is enough community between Olam Hazeh and Yemos HaMashiach, besides the Shibud Malchias, there's enough community, there's not going to be any mitzvahs. So the Ritva Hazeh, there's two zmanim. There's Yemos HaMashiach, and there is the zman after Tchiyas HaMeisim. Shmuel in the Gemara in Shabbos and the Tanakhama in the Gemara in Shabbos are talking about Yemos HaMashiach. And there's a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Shmuel in the Gemara in Shabbos, where the Yemos HaMashiach, which is before Tchiyas HaMeisim, when Mashiach will come, will there be mitzvahs noeg at that point or not? The Tanakhama holds, Yomim HaShem Bayim Chayfet, Lo Yischus V'lo Yechoyva, as soon as Mashiach arrives, there's a zman where there is no mitzvahs. There's no chiyuv of mitzvahs. Shmuel holds, no, Avada, when Mashiach comes, like we saw the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Avada there's going to be mitzvahs. It's just not going to be Shibud Malchias, but Avada there'll be mitzvahs. And both hold, Shmuel and the Tanakhama, that we're talking over here, that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel holds in this Gemara that there are mitzvahs after Mashiach comes. He agrees with Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara in Nida that there's going to be a time after Bias HaMashiach where there's not going to be any mitzvahs at all. Lo Yischus V'lo Yechoyva applies only then. Meaning, B'Shas Mashiach comes, Avada there's mitzvahs, there's going to be Issa Chodosh, there's going to be an Issa Kilayim. It's only going to be after Tchiyas HaMeisim, when then everyone who has been nifted is going to come back to Tchiyas HaMeisim, then there's not going to be any mitzvahs at all. That's why Shmuel holds that you're allowed to, like Rabbi Yochanan, you're allowed to bury someone in Tachrichim which has in it shatness. Because le'asid lovay, after Tchiyas HaMeisim, there are not going to be any mitzvahs noeg anymore. It's only b'shas bias HaMashiach. When Mashiach comes, those yomim, when Mashiach is here, until Tchiyas HaMeisim, which he calls the Yom Adin HaGadol, then there are going to be mitzvahs noeg. And Avada, that's why we have a din that Yom Anif is kulei osa. And that's going to be the time where Avada mitzvahs are going to be noeg. It's only after Tchiyas HaMeisim, then there's not going to be any mitzvahs noeg anymore. Not asay, not loisa asay, and therefore you're allowed to bury someone in Kilayim, because there's no chiyuv of Kilayim or any mitzvahs anymore after that. The question on this is, just to sum, if we summarize and we say that Rabbi Yochanan, who held in the Gemara in Nida that you're allowed to bury someone in Tachrichim which having it Kilayim, is because he holds that there are no mitzvahs after Tchiyas HaMeisim. And that fits very well with Shmuel, who says that B'Shas Bias HaMashiach, which is an earlier zman, there is going to be a time where there will be mitzvahs after Mashiach comes, but it's only after Tchiyas HaMeisim that there's not going to be any mitzvahs. So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Yom Beis, which is Rabbi Yochanan himself. And this poses a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan in Nida said that after Tchiyas HaMeisim, there are no longer any mitzvahs. And that's not a stira to Shmuel, because Shmuel is talking about an earlier zman. But assuming that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about after Tchiyas HaMeisim, there's not going to be any mitzvahs anymore, that's why you can bury someone in Kilayim. The Gemara in Daf Tzadi Yom Beis in Sanhedrin says like this. One of the Gemaras which says, Tchiyas HaMeisim min HaTorah minayin. Minayin l'Tchiyas HaMeisim min HaTorah. The Gemara starts off, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Some have a Girsa, it's not. If we go with the Girsa, it's Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin l'Tchiyas HaMeisim min HaTorah. Shenema, it says at the end of Parshas Korach, Unesatem mimenu truma Hashem la'aroin hakoyim. You should give truma to Aaron hakoyim. Frek the Gemara, V'chi Aram lo'ilon kayim. This was a pasuk that was told to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Aaron HaKohen never went into Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean? Unesati menu trumas Hashem la Aaron HaKohen. Zograshi yiklema v'chi Aaron chayo kol kach shetinosin lo truma v'haloi lo nichnas in Eretz Yisrael. U'may haide ka'oma unesati menu trumas Hashem la Aaron HaKohen. Is Aaron lo'ilam kayo? V'haloi lo nichnas in Eretz Yisrael shenosin lo truma. Elo melami zog de gemar zog Rabbi Yechanan she'osid lichyois. Aaron HaKohen is going to have tchias amesim. The Israel noisin lo truma, and Klal Yisrael are going to give him truma. Be'ez Hashem, we'll have a time where we can give truma to Aaron HaKohen. Mikan l'tchias amisim min ha-teir. So this is a raya to tchias amisim min ha-teir. You've got a raya, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Hei Amud Beis, also says that there's going to be a time where Aaron and his children are going to need Big Day Kahuna again, and they may need to have a chinuch again in their Big Day Kahuna. So you see that there's going to be mitzvahs after tchias amisim. Aaron HaKohen is going to have tchias amisim. Rabbi Yochanan is saying over here, Aaron HaKohen is going to have Tchias HaMeisim, and we, Klal Yisrael, will be able to give him Truma. That means there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying, after Tchias HaMeisim, it's Shaykh to have mitzvahs. But Rabbi Yochanan in Nidah said that you're allowed to bury someone in Kilayim, because after Tchias HaMeisim, there are no longer any mitzvahs. So it's a theory in Rabbi Yochanan. There's a Tosfos in Psochim, and Daf Kuf Yudalad Omer Beis. The Gemara there says that on Seder night, one needs to have two Tavshirim. Why? One is Zeicher Lechagiga, and one is Zeicher Lekarban Pesach. So Taisa says, Chabzich Anafkimina, in that halacha, when Erev Pesach is, when Yud Dalet is on Shabbos. Because when Yud Dalet is on Shabbos, Karban Pesach is Doiche Shabbos, the Chagiga is not Doiche Shabbos. So Taisa says, if that's the case, then Taisa do Amaskel, Echad Zeicher Lepesach, Echad Zeicher Lechagiga, Keshechol Yud Dalet Lio is B'Shabbos, in Tzorech Rak Bishol Echad, the Chagiga is Yud Dalet, in a Doiche, it's a Shabbos. So Tosfos wants to start off by saying that when Yud Dalet is on Shabbos, then that Seder night, Motzei Shabbos, you should only need to have one Tavshil. Because you wouldn't bring Korban Chagiga on Shabbos, it's not Deicha Shabbos. But mele, you bring one Tavshil. So Tosfos, however, Miu Omer, read, and Mikol Mokim Ein Lechalik, you shouldn't make a Chiluk. Ah, it's not Tosfos, maybe you're worried that if this year by Seder, when Erev Shabbos is Yud Dalet, and you have two Tavshilim, maybe next year a person will say, ah, Avada can bring a Chagiga on Shabbos as well. V'horaya, last year by my Seder, I had two Tavshilim. Why did I have two Tavshilim? One was Zeichel HaKasach, one was Zeichel HaChagiga. Oh, how could I have had two Tavshilim when Erev Shabbos was when Erev Pesach was Shabbos, and one of them was Chagiga? Avada, you're allowed to bring a Korban Chagiga on Shabbos. So if you're worried about that, okay, so you don't need to worry. You can still have two Tavshilim. What are you worried? V'ein shum chashash im ono oisim avagav deretzor. Why do you not need to worry about that? Why are you not worried that people will say, last year we had a Zeichel Chagiga, this year we can bring a Chagiga? So it says the Hakrova, first of all, Mesura is the reason. Hakrova, the Korban Pesach is Mesura to Kohanim. Kohanim is the reason, you don't need to worry, they're not going to fall and make a mistake that you're allowed to bring a Korban Chagiga on Shabbos. Or as Octasis, Ukeshe Yibone, when the Beis Hamikdash will be built, Moshe Va'aron Yiyeh Emonu. Moshe Aaron Yeh will be with us, so we see that there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim, V'lech Elamiti. So someone who wants to do exaltation, they can do it. About Kapan, we see that Moshe and Aaron are going to be there, like we saw in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and we see the mitzvahs are going to be Noeg. Korban Pesach is going to be Noeg. It's Mesur Ali's reason. So we see from the Gemara Mefurish that there's going to be, there's the Mishnah we saw in Rechon and Zakai, we've got this Tosfos here in Psachim, and we've got Rabbi Yochanan himself, the steering Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan himself seems to say, on the one hand, in the Gemara Nida, you're allowed to bury someone in Tachrichim of Kilayim because Mitzvah Spetelus de Osilove. He himself says that after Tchias HaMeisim, there's going to be a time where you're going to still have Mitzvahs. You're going to bring Truma to Aaron HaKohen. You're still going to bring Korban Pesach. How do these things stream together? The Ma'aril Diskin asks the Kasha from the Rastirian Rabbi Yechanan, the Ma'aril Diskin at the end of Parashat Korach, and he says a Teretz, and we're going to use part of his what he says to help us to understand this Ritva himself. To answer the stira in Rabbi Yochanan is a ritva at the end of Maseches Tanis. The Gemara in Tanis says like this: that someone kol oichel basa v'sheisei yayin b'tisha b'av olav akosav omer v'atahi avonoisam al atzmoisam. The person who Rachman Yitzchak eats basa or drinks wine on Tisha B'av, the pasuk says unpleasantly v'atahi avonoisam al atzmoisam. Zok the ritva pirish she'ein la atzmoisav tchia. He won't have tchias amesim. But when says the ritva a few words which help to answer in Rabbi Yochanan. She'ein la'atzmoisav t'chiyo b'tchiyas ha'meisim ha'osid liyois b'binyin beis ha'mikdosh. He won't have a t'chiyas ha'meisim which is going to be at the time of binyin beis ha'mikdosh, which is what? La'oison shemesu begolus v'chiku liyeshua. There's going to be a first Tchiras HaMesim at the time of Biras HaMashiach for people who are nifte in Golos but were mechake liyeshua. Sha'aleim ha'kos v'adhen, the posting Daniel says, Ashrei ha'mechake v'yagia liyomim. Ashrei is the person who's mechake for Mashiach and then gets to those days to be able to see it. Aval adayin is someone who eats on Tisha B'Av Zog Deir Tuah. Don't think that he won't have Tchiras HaMesim at all. The Mesim has done mitzvahs. Kumtem Schar, he needs to be, and he needs to have the opportunity to have his kiyum of Schar with his guf and nefesh. But I don't know if sheyesh lo zeh tchiyo b'yom hadin shu achay yemoyz hamashiach. That he will have a tchiyo l'achay yemoyz hamashiach. And there's a beautiful tshuva to Radvaz in Elef Samach Tes, where he was asked the shayla. שאלתם ממני ידיד נפשי, הזמן התחיל לפי שקיבלתם מהבסך שהוא סמוך לאלף השבי עם הכנוס השבס העולם, שכולם מנוחה, וכושר לך, אם כן, הצדיקים וחסידי אליון, אשר ניסו הקדוש השמי בגולוס, לא יירו בטייבוסן של ישראל ולא יסמוך בשמחוסן, there are advice was asked the shayla that someone was makabel from his benesora, from his fathers, that Tchiyas HaMesim is going to be right at the end of the Elef HaShishi, just before what he calls the Knesset of Shabbos. And if that's the case, there's going to be the whole Zman of Yemei HaMashiach, which the Tzadikim and people who are Nifte and Golos, Al Kiddush Hashem, won't experience. They won't see Lo Yiru B'Teivos and Sheni Sova, Yismuch B'Sim Chasson. That was the Kasha that Radvaz was asked. And for the Radvaz, Shuva. Kol Yomai Hoyisi Mitztai Al Dovol Zeh. I was always bothered talking about this. How can it be that Tchiyas HaMesim is going to be B'Soif HaYomim, and the people who waited to see the Gedulos from Shal Yisrael never get to experience it? Kol Yomai Hoyisi Mitztai Al Dovol Zeh. Atshe Ro'isi Divrei HaRitzvah Zal B'Shem Rabbi Yisov. The Iker Trei Tchiyos. There are going to be two Tchiyas HaMesim. Achas Protis L'Tzadikim Shemesu B'Golus V'His Smucho Leviyas HaMashiach. And the people who have tchiyah then, v'yizku l'kol yemoyz hamashiach b'guf v'nefesh, v'yiru b'tevosin shel Yisrael, u'v'binyan habayis, v'yismichu b'simchas chilef avodosom. They will see and experience the whole simcha of Klal Yisrael and the experience of Klal Yisrael at the time of Mashiach. That's one tchiyas amazing. V'echol klolis v'yismucha l'achnos ha-shabbos kashe kibalti, v'hu niko elam ha-tchiyah, v'oleo nema, v'rabim m'yishene admas efe yokitzu. That posuk of Rabbi Mishene Advas Ofo, that's going to be the final Tchiyas HaMesim, that like the Ritva says, that everyone who has some schus will be zeichet to that. There's an earlier Tchiyah that's going to be for the Tzadikim. And he says, Shuv Ra'isi, Shizeh Muskim, Dishtei Tchiyah Yisei, Shvar Tchiyah Rishena Nema, Bin Vuh Tzichayvem, Vavarachio, O Yoshu Zkeinim, Zkeinish, Vashay Yerushalayim. And there's a Gzera Shova, like Tosfos in the end of Makkah says, that that's referring to the earlier Tchiyas HaMesim, and he brings the Raya also from the Gemara in Psochim, and that Nevuah is talking about an earlier time, and then there's going to be one later on, and he finishes off and he says, "Uzchor Tomi Dinyan Zeh." Remember this: Ki Nechama Gedola L'Soiv LeTzaras HaGolus. It's a big Nechama for people who have to be soiv LeTzaras in Golus for Oil HaShibud. They should know it's a Nechama for them. Ki Adayin Tira Einem Tzioin Veishanon. Says the Radvaz, this is a big nechama for everyone to know that those who are mechake liyeshua, like the lashon of the Ritva, Ashrei ha'mechake liyagia liyomim, that someone who's mechake liyeshua will be able to experience this first tchiyas hamesim that there will be, and then there'll be a tchiyas hamesim later on. But the mechake liyeshua and be soivel the tzoros of golus will allow us then to be zoche, to be present at that Tchiyas HaMesim, which will be in a time of Mashiach coming, and then we'll be able to see and experience the whole of that period of time. Comes out therefore the Fidei Ritva. There's going to be two tzimonim of Tchiyas HaMesim. Over there we can answer the kashas that we asked. Rabbi Yochanan says on the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan said there's going to be a time we're going to give truma to Aaron HaKohen Avada. Aaron HaKohen is going to be at the first Tchiyah. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, like the Tosfos himself said, are going to be by that first Tchiyah. Avada, they're going to be there. And therefore we'll be able to give them Truma, and we'll be able to mekayim the mitzvahs, and the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's din of Yamanif Kula also, because of Bias HaMashiach. There's going to be mitzvahs in those times. When is there not going to be mitzvahs anymore? That's only after the later Tchiyah. And that's Rabbi Yochanan in Nida, who's speaking about the later Tchiyah. After the later Tchiyah, there's not going to be any mitzvahs anymore. There's going to be a time only of Kabbalah Schar, that's Oyem HaNashomas. And then one doesn't need to be worried anymore about bearing in Kilayim. However, we've got a Pashat Kashim. We've answered maybe that there's two Zmanim. And there's going to be one Zman where you're not going to have a problem of one Zman where you're going to be Mekayim Mitzvahs after it. And it's going to be a later Zman where there's not going to be any mitzvahs. So Rabbi Yochanan in Sanhedrin is fine. If there's a time we're going to give Truma to Aaron HaKohen, yes. Tosfos in Pesachim is fine. We're going to be Mekayim Korban Pesach after Tchiyas HaMisim, yes. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai is Din of Yom HaNef Kula Ofsa because we're going to have an Issa Chodesh after Tchiyas HaMashiach and the first Tchiyas HaMisim, yes. But Rabbi Yochanan says that you're allowed to bury someone in Kilayim. If you're allowed to bury someone in Tachrichim of Kilayim, because mitzvahs betelus le'osilove, when are mitzvahs betelus le'osilove? Only after the second tchir. So who's to tell us who's going to be zoche to which tchir? Or we can decide now, this person we can bury in Kilayim, because he's not going to be zoche to the first tchir. It's not for us to decide that, we definitely have no idea who that's going to be. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that you're allowed to bury someone in Kilayim? So Rabbi Chanan, in Kovitz Shurim Chilebeis, Simon Chavtes, he declares in this din that mitzvahs betelus le'asilovay, what does it mean? He's got a chakira where he says, does it mean mitzvahs betelus le'asilovay, that there's a zman? There's a zman which defines that at a particular time, up until then, the Torah was kaveat mitzvahs anoeg, from then on, there's no mitzvahs noeg. Meaning, up until the second tchir, mitzvahs anoeg, from the second tchir onwards, mitzvahs are not noeg anymore. Or he says, no, maybe, pameisim chofshi means, not that it's tola on a zman, there's going to be a particular time up until when mitzvahs are noeg, and from then on mitzvahs are no longer noeg. But rather, there are people for whom mitzvahs are shaykh, and people for whom mitzvahs are no longer shaykh. Meaning, anyone who is alive, who has not yet gone through the experience of misa, has a chi of mitzvahs. And that goes on. As long as a person hasn't had the experience of misa, one carries on to be chai of the mitzvahs. Anyone who has had the experience of Misa no longer has the chiyuv to keep mitzvahs anymore. So Rabbi Chanan is mechiyach there, it's like this second tzav. And that's be'etzem meduyek in the Lashon of the Ritva, when he speaks out Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara Nida. Bameisim chavshi means that once a person has had the experience of Misa, they have done their job as far as being mekayim mitzvahs and being Nisa from low sides is concerned. They never again, l'dor doris, have a chiyuv of mitzvahs to be mekayim anymore. And therefore, according to that, we can say Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan like this. Avada, there's a time where there's going to be Tchiya Rishayna. After Tchiya Rishayna, there are going to be Mesim that are going to have Tchiya Samesim. However, since they are people who have had the experience of Misa, they come back, like the Radbaz says, to see and experience Kudulos and Shal Yisrael. But they don't have a Chiyuv to keep Mitzvahs anymore. They're there to see them, they can be Makabal Truma, but they have got no Chiyuv to be Makayim the Mitzvahs anymore. The Chiyuv is not there for them anymore. Says Rabbi Chanan, however, the other people who are still alive, the people who are the older and younger people, the Zakenim, the Zakenos, Berchovis Yerushalayim, Avada, those ones who are still alive, have a mitzvah and a chiyuv to be Mekayim mitzvahs. They've got a chiyuv to bring Truma. They've got a chiyuv to bring Korban Pesach. The people who have had Misa don't have any chiyuvim anymore. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan can say like this, you can bury someone in Tachrichim of Kilayim, because Ba'meisim Chavshi, for them, mitzvahs are betelus le'asilove. As soon as a person has been nifter, he's finished his job, he's done his job, he's got no longer a chiyuv to keep mitzvahs anymore. And therefore, you can bury everyone in Kilayim, because once they come to Tchiyah, whenever that Tchiyah may be, they've got no chiyuv to keep mitzvahs anymore. One second. Masha'in Kain, the people who are still alive, Avada, they have mitzvahs. So you have Tchiyas HaMesim Rishayna, where Avada Aaron HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu and anyone else who is Mechakel Yeshua is going to get up and have Tchiyas HaMesim. They don't have a chiyuv to keep mitzvahs anymore. No chiyuv. Masha'in Kain, the people who are alive at that time do have a chiyuv to keep mitzvahs. Then later on, B'yom HaDin HaGadol, there's going to be the second Tchiyas HaMesim, after which it's Olam HaTchiyah, it's Olam HaScha, and then there's no chiyuv mitzvahs for anyone anymore at all. I'll ask, what about the Mesi Yecheskel? The Mesi Yecheskel, we said, if Yehuda ben Becerra walked into the Mesi Medrash and said, these are the tefillin that my grandfather wore. So the Ritva has asked the Kasha about the Mesi Yecheskel. He has two terutzim. One of his terutzim is, that they were mekayim these mitzvahs together in a mitzvah v'oisa. Meaning there's certain mitzvahs that a person is mekayim to be as a pair, as an extra in their kedusha and the kaddish atzmon. And he says that was the tefillin that the Mesi Yecheskel wore. Who Rebbe in the Gemara Ksubis of Kivayi? See me. He can only be white if. That's a kasha stamazoy and Rebbe. How could Rebbe after that was Bishas Misa there? There is a Rashba which I haven't gone into, that B'sha'as Misa anyway, there's everyone agrees that the person is potter from mitzvahs at that moment itself. So he came to be Moshe. That's a shayla on the Gemara there. There is read about that, I can't remember what it is. So if we end up, we say like this, we have a Teretz Sefer and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's two Zmanei Tchiyah. There's the first man of Tchiyah Samesim, at which point there are no Chiyah of Mitzvahs at all. At which point there are Chiyah of Mitzvahs for anyone who's still alive. For the people who have already been Nifter, there's no Chiyah of Mitzvahs anymore. And then there's another point of Tchiyah Samesim, which is going to be Lasilove, after which there's no Mitzvahs at all. This is very pertinent because the Torah says that tomorrow, the reason why we lame the Haftarah of Atzmei Sichezkel is because if you look through that Nevuah, the Nevuah is, we have to know what that Nevuah says. That Nevuah tells us that we've got a lane about it, and the Nevuah finishes off by telling us that Yechezkel was told to tell Klal Yisrael, you see what happened here, you see this Tchiyah, don't tell Klal Yisrael, this is to strengthen their emunah in the fact that there's going to be a Tchiyah Sameisim Nosanova for everyone. And that's part of what we lay that on Shabbos. The Torah brings Rashem Rav Haigon. The reason why we do that is because we have a Mesorah that Tchiyah Sameisim is going to happen now. And some Sfarim bring that even the Zman of Tchiyah Sameisim Nosanova is going to be on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. And therefore, we lay it, particularly at this time, the Sifti Tzadik says, the reason why we lay it is because people have been building up the whole of Nisan to wait for the Geula to happen. And a person comes to a time and says, oh, the Geula hasn't happened yet. They may come to a Matzah of Yush. We lay this to tell us, no, it still can happen. We still can be Zoicha to Tchiyas HaMesim, and it still can happen in any of this Tkufa leading now up until the Zman of Bias HaMashiach. And more than that, the person, we know that there's the Hashbar in the world for every for Geula that happens at the time of, and we re-experience that at the time now of Bias of Pesach. So we experience now prior to Bias to Tchiyas HaMesim, and even in its lead up, we experience now as well a Me'en of Tchiyas HaMesim, where we can all be Mechaya ourselves and those around us, and Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoicha to see the first year to be present by it and to see Simchasim Yerosim Shel Yisrael from here of Yameinu Amen.